Environment: residents of Chasimba location in Kilifi South Sub-County are divided over the proposed plans for multi-billion Mashuja Cement Company in the area, which some arguing proper public participation was not undertaken. A section of the villagers claimed that they were denied a chance to make informed decisions, saying the proposed 12.8 billion cement production project in Chasimba area lacked adequate public participation. Speaking during a public hearing held by the National Environmental Complaints Committee, NECC, at Chasimba, the residents asked for community engagements and the provision of adequate information regarding the project for consensus purposes. There is still so much that needs to be discussed, especially matters to do with the environment. We have seen many instances where a project is brought into an area and ends up causing a lot of adverse effects to the residents in the area, Bishop Ronald Nzai, a resident of Chasimba, said. He added that there was a need for the investors to consider all possible critical environmental impacts that will be brought about by the project and come up with adequate mitigation measures to counter those impacts. Talking about the recently released Environmental and Social Impact, ESIA, report, the cleric pointed out that the residents were not consulted before the preparation and release of the report, stating the need for transparency from the company. He further noted that the project had the potential to disrupt peace in the area because of the conflicted opinions on the subject and disputes over selling land to the company. We need to sit down and identify parts of this project that need to be rectified. Once they are rectified, we can then decide as a community whether the project can proceed or not, he said. Tindai Imtana, a resident of Chasimba, while citing the effects that Mombasa and Bamburi cement factories had caused in their respective locations, asked for Mashuja Company's assurance that all possible environmental effects would be considered before setting up the cement plant in that area. We are not refusing investors. What we are asking is you give us an investment that will improve our livelihoods, that will do more good than harm to the people in this area, Imtana remarked. Former area chief Rachel Zombo, however, urged the residents to support the project, stating that it would bring more developmental benefits to the area and create job opportunities for the many unemployed youths in Chasimba. Poverty and other problems facing this area will not come to an end if every time a new project is proposed that will bring benefits into this area, you reject the investors and send them away, Zombo said. Let us look at both the pros and cons of this project. And if in your view the pros outweigh the cons, then it will be wise to welcome the project, she added. NECC Secretary Marian Jogu said that they will use the grievances gathered from the residents to generate their report, especially focusing on the positive and negative impacts that the project will pose on the environment. She added that Mashuja Cement Company will hand over their reports and minutes from previous meetings held with the people to NECC for review and feedback. We have also agreed with the National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, that they will hold a meeting with the people to ensure that the environmental impact assessment and public participation was done in the right manner, Njogu stated.